Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Although today we reach out to almost anything we can to give us some relief, and that's just human nature, we have to remember that we have to start truly addressing the digestive problems at the cause of the problem. And you know, Natasha, you know, we have to point our finger at a lot of different things. Obviously, stress and our immune system and even sometimes side effects of medications we may be using. But the diet, the food or the food stuff or the stuff that we're consuming and that we gravitate to, it's a big culprit.
Yeah. For instance, you know, that's one of the reasons that I have been a big proponent when you use any of my probiotic products, we give you a free diet developed by a doctor. And it's very simple. It's a trifold, and it's a low-carbohydrate diet, simple to follow. And also, we give you free of charge a beginner's exercise routine developed by a nationally recognized health and fitness expert, Joni Greggins. And the reason I give this free to people is because I believe that the healthy trinity of health is the proper diet, the proper exercise, and the proper probiotic supplementation. Now, let me just take a step back and go back to that point, the proper diet. A proper diet for you may not be a proper diet for me. The proper diet, first of all, will exclude all processed foods. You know, anything that you microwave for dinner is not a good, a choice. Choosing vegetables that you can steam, consuming things, like extra virgin olive oil with those vegetables seasoned with sea salt, and the avoidance of any processed food. You have to determine what the upset is in your stomach and whether or not you can eat a lot of raw foods, because we have a tendency to tell people they can eat raw foods when their body cannot even digest the simple things. So, you know, that's why a specific diet for each individual is very important, and you can't base it on hype that you read from books or magazines. You have to really determine what your past problem was, and that you need to improve your diet by eating natural, unadulterated things. And again, the word natural has been misused. Let me just put it to you this way. I don't own a microwave oven. I don't microwave anything. I would rather, have some scrambled eggs for dinner than heating something up in my microwave if I'm tired and I come home. So you have to sort of, make choices that are the best for your GI tract. Stop, consuming even juices, even fruit juices, which are high in carbohydrates. Sit down and have the fresh piece of fruit. When you drink, almond milk or anything else, sit down, enjoy it. Don't turn off your smartphone. Don't try to be multitasking, because digestion is a very important process and should be accompanied by enjoyable conversations or listening to good music and a calm environment, so that your body can really focus on digesting that food, which is necessary to nourish every cell in your body and contributes to your well-being and your ability to enjoy your life. It's as simple as that. And if you don't follow this advice, you're going to be popping 20 pills to take care of side effects from the numerous, abuses you've committed against your body.
You know, today it is interesting. I read articles about people that have been, trying vitamins and not getting the benefit, or trying a medication and their doctors are so frustrated because they're not able to get the benefit of the medication that almost everybody else is getting these benefits. And it is so interesting when you find out that these people also have severely bad digestive systems and their guts are not allowing them to get the benefits either from their food, from their supplements, and sometimes even their medications. Their absorbability factors are so depleted and so barren for good quality digestible material, and they have no buildup of probiotics. Nothing is colonized in there, and it's rarely even talked about or addressed. And many times I've suggested a good quality probiotic and bringing these things in, and all of a sudden within a month or two they're getting really good results, and they're frustrated because no one ever suggested it. But, sometimes, Natasha, we have to do a little bit of the homework ourselves. We can't sit at home and just wait for it to knock on the door.
Oh, absolutely. You have to want the change. And then you have to be able to want and discipline yourself to get off the drug. Because, again, I state drugs are great for critical care. They were never meant to be as a continual preventative to inhibit a natural bodily function. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, recently, I'm sure many of the listeners have heard that a very famous person by the name of Glenn Frey, who was the co-founder and the frontman of the popular band The Eagles, in which I know my husband loved very much. And we were all shocked to learn that he died from complications from rheumatoid arthritis and acute ulcerative colitis and pneumonia. Now, you know, if you don't understand digestion, you will not understand how these three are related. The ulcerative colitis is, you know, a disease where your immune system starts attacking the lining of your intestinal wall because it's aggravated because it can't find a pathogen that's, you know, in the body. So the all autoimmune disease is what I call a malfunction of the immune system looking for an invader and not being able to find the invader, and thereby attacking the cellular structure of the body that most resembles the composition of the pathogen. And that's what autoimmune disease is, and nobody ever explains it to anybody. And what people are given in, you know, from their doctors is is immune suppressive drugs. Now, see, what happened is this gentleman by the name of Glenn Frey was taking rheumatoid arthritis medication, which was suppressing his immune system, which was also probably aggravating his ulcerative colitis. And also, he was probably taking some form of an antacid because pneumonia develops because your stomach acid barrier is not there to protect you from the bacteria you're ingesting with the food or the water or the air that you are ingesting. And as a consequence, the abuse of proton pump inhibitors has led to pneumonia in many patients, especially elderly. So, you know, here I have just, you know, told you that these three diseases were the combination of these three diseases were the cause of his death. They called them complications. But really, that was a result of his not understanding his digestive system, taking separate medication for his arthritis, taking another immunosuppressive agent for his ulcerative colitis, which, and then probably taking it and acid, which led to the pneumonia. And you can see how all three of these problems are related to the health of his digestive system. And nobody really in the article puts these three things together or even explains to people that, you know, a lifestyle change was imminent for this man maybe 20 years ago, and he probably didn't implement it and probably caused his early demise.
You know, I talk to people all the time, and many of them have a history of having some health problem, but never had digestive problems. And all of a sudden they go to the doctor and they're on a medication or two or three or four or more. And after being on it for a month or so, they start having heartburn and problems with their gut, usually from side effects from the medication or the combination. And every one of them that I will talk to later, they'll say, well, I'm not having the problem anymore. My doctor put me on a proton pump inhibitor and has me carry around some antacids in case I need them. And I think to myself, once again, here's a created situation by medication. And I wonder how many people out there are taking medications or have never questioned the medication that they're using or the food that they're eating and blame it just on stress.
Well, stress, believe me. Now, first of all, I'm glad you mentioned stress because stress inhibits, the beneficial bacteria, the very bacteria that we need for our good health. And most people are not aware of that, that when you take antacids or you take antibiotics or you have a lot of stress, you were diminishing the populations of your beneficial bacteria. And what we were able to obtain in foods 30 or 40 years ago, we are no longer to obtain the sufficient numbers to deal with the evolved pathogens that are resistant to a lot of antibiotics that are in our food supply today. So this is where, you know, the lack of what I call holistic understanding of the problem has led us down this path where we have chronic diseases in this country that are affecting everything, not just from our digestion, but even our ability to think clearly or, you know, not be depressed. I think the sale of depression medication is skyrocketing, and a lot of doctors are now learning that depression and anxiety may have its roots in what's going on in our GI tract.
You know, the healthy trinity that you talk about all the time, you know, which is your real foundation of how people can address this. This is something that could be started at any time, hopefully sooner than later. Talk a little about your Healthy Trinity, because it does make great, it makes such good sense. And when you think about it, it's just logical.
Well, it is logical. You know, I've dedicated 45 years of my life to this. I've, you know, educated on yogurt. I've set yogurt standards. I've set kefir standards. I was the first one to introduce the concept of probiotics to North America, Europe, Australia, Singapore, around the world. And people were scratching their heads and didn't believe the impact the microbiota would have in their life. And so having said that, we now know that thousands of university people who are, you know, experts in their field are now talking to each other and realizing that the gut and the formation of the bacteria in the gut is the probably the most important concept for health in the 21st century. So what are the three things that affect the health of the gut? It's the diet. It's the proper probiotic supplementation, not based on marketing hype, but really having the right bacteria that will like to live in the small intestine, that can live in the large intestine, that go along with the transient flora and come out at the other end as waste material. And, you know, having that bacteria introduced to us daily to minimize the effect of what we're swallowing with our food supply nowadays. And again, to engage in proper exercise. It's like if you have nothing, if you have time for nothing else, just walking in a treadmill for 30 minutes a day can really improve your health. So that's what I'm inviting people to do, to take these simple steps and work with your doctor to wean yourself off of these medications, which are really ruinous for your health in the long run.
You know, I have someone that I was talking to the other day, and she was 22 years old with one of the worst digestive systems. And when I talked to her 6 months ago, it was so bad at that point. And, you know, she had been using everything in the drugstore, and I sent her into I got her in to get herself some good quality probiotics, and I made her start exercising, and it changed her diet dramatically because it was so bad. It was like she was eating every meal through the window of her car. And so I saw her just the other day, and it was 6 months later, and the transformation was so noticeably remarkable just in the way that she looked and her skin. And she said that it was absolutely life-changing. And she said, all these doctors, no one recommended any of that. It was always about the cover-up and the acid restrictive and the antacids and, you know, and drinking water. And that was all they gave her. And it was just amazing to see such a transformation.
You know what? I've been in this business, as I said, 45 years, and I get testimonials all the time. I have one woman from Illinois who became ill at the age of 9, and she's now in her mid-20s, and said that her family has taken her to every major doctor and clinic that money can pay for in this United States. She's had endoscopies, colonoscopies. She's gone to alternative medical people, taken herbs, taken other probiotics, taken anything that she could get her hands on. And that she finally got to the point where she couldn't do the job that she loved, which was helping people who were down on their luck and restructuring their lives. And she's really a wonderful, dedicated person. And her testimonial came in one Monday morning, which I really needed some good news. And it was the thing that really touched my heart. And she said that from the day she started taking the Healthy Trinity, within 2 weeks, she was back to normal, and she was able to go back to work. She was now able to sit through meetings, which were a couple of hours. And she said it's completely changed her life. I don't think people realize that when you upset your digestive system to the point where people who have, for instance, diarrhea associated with digestive disorders, they will have to map out every toilet that's on a car trip, no matter where they're going, because when they have to go, they have to go. So their life is based on mapping out where toilets are and how quickly they can get to them if matter arises. So you can see how important your digestive tract is, because if you do have diarrhea, it means that your body doesn't have enough time to absorb the nutrients because the body's trying to flush out something. It's the same problem with constipation. If you don't eliminate in the proper amount of time, which is usually, you know, within 24 hours of the ingestion of the meal, you are then exposing yourself to toxic byproducts, which your body will start absorbing instead of the nutrients because you're not eliminating waste efficiently. So you have to think that if you want good health, it's how you ingest, it's how you digest, it's how you absorb, it's how you assimilate, and it's how you defecate that really controls every aspect of your health. And I think once we start understanding this, that, you know, taking the right probiotic supplementation, such as the products you find in nature and that are the only probiotics that are made according to a published probiotic labeling standard and certified internationally by a pharmaceutical organization, you know, that means that you're getting the quality probiotic that you need, and you engage in a proper diet, you engage in a proper exercise, it can literally change your life, and you can take the right steps to regaining your health that is necessary for each one of us to enjoy our life.
Is it ever too late to start bringing in a quality probiotic to our system? I mean, is it ever, ever too late? Because I look at it, and any time that you do it, it's like automatically making changes. Obviously, doing it our whole lifetime is unique and perfection, but not everybody thinks about it at that point in time. They have to crash and burn a few times before they try. But at any stage of the game, can it still make a change?
It makes a tremendous change. I've known people in their 70s and 80s who their doctors were astounded the changes that were made in their health because they went on a good probiotic. It's never too late because guess what? Your body is changing every day. The cells in your body are replaced every several hours. And the way the body can do that is because it's absorbing the right vitamins and nutrients from the food you're ingesting to replenish those nutrients. And by the way, aging is a normal process of life. But you don't have to have what I call degenerative aging, where you age much more quickly, because aging is associated with your ability to digest and absorb food. And if you have better digestion and better absorption, it will, you know, affect your longevity and how you look. As a matter of fact, the consumption of yogurt at the turn of the 20th century was considered the miracle of, you know, living long or longevity. And it never stopped being what I call the longevity fix. It's part of the longevity because it introduces the right bacteria that can help break down the food, help with absorption, help with assimilation, and help with elimination toxins from your body by having proper elimination. And that really is the joy of life, because when your digestive tract is functioning properly, every part of life makes better sense and you can enjoy it.
Well, you know, and food should be celebrated, and it should be used for the right reason, and we should actually be more selective about the things we're consuming. And I know that you agree with that as well. And your Healthy Trinity: exercise, probiotics, and, you know, these things are so important, and a good quality of food and a foundation of food in your diet every single day. You know, it just makes good sense. It makes more sense today than it did, you know, when you first started talking about it decades ago. So I'm glad we talked about this today.
Yeah, it's very important. Just remember that 60 years of health food concepts, and we're not, the population's health is not better. Actually, it's worse. It's not that we have less, you know, health food stores around the country. It's not that we have less so-called health food products. What we have is a disengaged population who doesn't know how to treat their body.
Hopefully all of us will take some good information from this and realize that we are in the driver's seat of our great health, and we have to start looking at food a little bit differently, a little bit more intimately, and a little bit more realistically, and start asking ourselves, you know, am I causing a lot of these problems myself, and how do I change it? Where do I start? Well, the Healthy Trinity, Natasha's great idea for the Healthy Trinity, diet, exercise, and quality probiotics, is a place where every single one of us can start, and every single one of us can get great benefit in this area. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at Radio MD. Thank you for listening, and stay well.